Good morning. I hope everyone is doing well. I haven't done an audio blog in a while, and so I was just dropping off the girls at school and finished up and was on my way to do some other things and thought I'd just give everybody a little chat. I was just thinking, as we were heading into a season of Thanksgiving, what a difference it makes when we actually take the time to think about what we are thankful for. Sometimes when my little girls do what they're not supposed to do, and sometimes when they get a bad attitude, I will make them sit down and make a gratitude list. In other words, I tell them, I want you to write down everything that you are thankful for. And when they begin this process of writing down everything that they're thankful for, they soon realize that that one little thing that they're unthankful for, that they're letting ruin their day or ruin their life, as they say, isn't really such a big deal. I was thinking today, we all need to make those gratitude lists. We so often tend to want to look at the one negative thing or what we don't like about somebody or what we don't like about something. And we tend to dwell on that one thing or that handful of things that we don't like, and we miss all that there is to like, all that there is to appreciate. I think if we would stop and make a gratitude list about people that we don't like, or things that we don't like about people, or things that we don't like about life in general, if we would stop and instead of focusing on what we don't like and begin to make a list of the things that we do like, begin to look for the positive instead of the negative, we would be a lot more grateful people. And I think that would change our relationships with one another. Relationships of gratitude bring great glory to God. And so I encourage you today, take some time to think about some of the things and some of the people that maybe you're not so thankful for. And instead of focusing on what's wrong with them, take a moment or two to focus on what's right with them, what you have to be thankful for in their lives, what's good about them, what's a blessing from them. I think if we will take the time to think about what we're thankful for, it'll change our attitude. And we'll find that we'll have an attitude of gratitude. And that attitude of gratitude brings amazing, tremendous glory to our Creator, to our God. So just a little thought for today. I hope you will exercise this thought. And I guarantee you this, if you exercise this thought, it will make a difference. Thanks for stopping by the blog. Thanks for giving it a listen today. And I hope you have a very blessed day. Until next time, God bless and press on.